prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America. We can't let him tear the kingdom down. This is no game. This is war. Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war. The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul. Satan's armies come to kill.
This is war. Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It's 27 November 2023. Welcome to tonight's program. We're glad you're with us. We're expecting you to hold Jerry Barrett in a minute. As you know, he's a head of Power Prophecy, when Tex Meyer started many years ago. And I worked so hard with over the years, and Tex, if y'all knew him, was a great blessing to many people. It was to me and a friend of mine for a long, long time. After I started on the air, he was one of my first guests on my program many years ago. So, I respect to call him Jerry Merritt. And if you don't mind, Todd, I just got a text. He said before you call him again if you don't care. So I hope he's there this time. But nonetheless, folks, we're glad you're with us, and I do mean that. I mean, it's hard to handle two or three different things here one time. And by the way, Todd, I gave you the wrong number. Just folks, hang on a second. I'm going to give Todd a phone number. Todd, can you mute me a second and get this number? Okay. All right, folks, I'm sorry about that. My mistake. My gosh, I made a mistake this year. I almost made through the whole year without a mistake. Ha ha. But nonetheless, don't forget we only have 3 days left of the special for the grab bag and the three books we offered. Folks, it's a deal beyond deals. I mean, both of them together, the whole kit and caboodle, about 14, 15 items altogether, $55. But the books, you can buy separately. And the one I really, really, really want you to recommend to you is Grand Design Exposed. It's available to you, folks, at a giveaway price. It truly is. But they're all available through Wednesday. You can call the office at 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448 and order through Lisa with a credit card, debit card. Or you can call us, we can honor through Thursday. Of course, that's office day for us. We'll be here this Thursday, Lord willing, all day long, take orders, whatever. But you can short order them if you like. That'll be fine. Or you can get the address off Lisa and write us if you want and just let us know that you want the specials. And, folks, we're just offering, because it's a great deal. We want to bless your materials. I think that you'll find very interesting and very helpful for everything that's coming down. And understand a lot of the mechanisms behind what's happening to our country and to our world. The ignorance of the people is what the cancer of tyranny feeds on. The ignorance and apathy have destroyed us, folks, because the people just seem like they lost all zeal for being self-ruling, independent, and self-sufficient. About every American citizen, including myself, for a long time, and got used to the idea that we will be taken care of as we get older by Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, and all the things that promised us for benefits, as long as we give up our liberties and our ability to govern ourselves under God's rules without the interference of man. That's all it costs us, folks. For man, all man's benefits cost you is everything you have, including your liberty, and God forbid, your soul, perhaps. But that's just a fact. I do believe we now have our guest, Jerry Barrett, with us. I gave our producer the wrong number. I can't believe I did that, but I did. But we're going to have him bring him up now and talk to Jerry. Jerry's been a friend of mine now for quite a while, since Tex left to be home with the Lord some years ago. I got to know Jerry pretty well. He's just a good old country boy, just like most of us that listen to this program tonight. And we're glad that you're out there listening, and I think you're going to enjoy Jerry also. Jerry, you there?
I am, brother. How you doing?
I'm getting prettier every day, Jerry. You know that. You see my picture once in a while.
You know, we're too good-looking to be as poor as we are, brother.
and what a waste of a good face on radio, huh? Folks, we like to kid ourselves. We know better. We like to kid ourselves. I mean, I'm sure glad y'all don't mind. We kid ourselves once in a while. It makes us feel better. But nonetheless, I am glad you're with us, Jerry. It's been a while. We have new listeners all the time. For the new listeners, give us a quick review of who you are and how you got to be the head of Power Prophecy.
Okay. And I think it was 2017, Tex Mars retired as the head of Power of Prophecy Ministries, and he asked Sandra, Michelle, and myself, we'd all been with him over 20 years at the ministry, asked us to take over. He asked me to take over writing the newsletter and hosting the weekly radio show. And Michelle, who passed away last year, was still our business administrator, our head cheese. And Sandra takes care of all of the design work, the graphics, and the laying out the books and newsletters and things. And so I was blessed to be in the engineering seat when Tex and Pastor Butch would talk. And I developed a love of listening to Pastor Butch. And when I took over the seat and behind the microphone, I had Pastor Butch on a number of times. And I've always enjoyed visiting with you, brother. And, you know, I've told you, and I'm not ashamed to say it, that I love you. You are my brother in Christ, and we are just a couple of hillbillies or rednecks, whatever you want to call us, that love the Lord. And our job is to try to reach as many souls as we can, because the times are coming. He's coming quick. There's too much going on that is foretold in the Bible, and we just got to get people awakened. And you're right, apathy is the death of the church.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Apathy and ignorance. My people destroyed for lack of knowledge. And that's just the way it is. And then what you get to the point that, you know, they say, I don't know or don't care. That's America today. I mean, I don't understand how anyone who calls himself a Christian can be so ignorant of what's happening in the world and in their own home, their own home country, and in their own homes. How can they be so ignorant as to follow what they follow for so long with the lies that's fed us by all the major news medias? How can we continue to accept the slop that we're fed from the news media and even by the pulpits in the church today? How do we continue to function with such complete what am I looking for? Complete indifference to everything? I don't understand it.
I don't get it either. You know, in my December newsletter that's just now getting mailed out, I talk about 1 Timothy 4, verse 1 and 2, and that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That's where we're at.
It is. It is.
You know, we want somebody to tickle our ears. We don't want to hear a true message. We want to be told how much everybody loves us and how special we are and how blessed we are. And, well, you know, if you pray a little harder, you'll get twice back what you paid in. It doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. And, you know, I'm all for praising our Father, going to enter his courts with praise and thanksgiving. That's what the scriptures tell us. We know that. And I'm all for it. I love good singing. I love good gospel singing. I don't hear it much anymore. But I love good gospel singing because most of the day is turning into country and western rock and roll. It's not any longer gospel. But I enjoy the old gospel songs. I get excited when I hear them. But I'm sick in my stomach to see how lazy and the church has become and how indifferent the church has become to the Word of God. I just wrote an article that's posted up on News of Views about a month ago entitled The Bible, a.k.a. The Christian Buffet. We pick and choose out what we want to believe, what we want to live. The rest of it, we just let lie. You know, it's like going to the restaurant. We eat all the good stuff we like, but we don't get the other stuff. What's with the Bible in most cases now, even in the church? They pick out the parts you like, Jerry, and leave the rest of it lay there, don't they?
Oh, every day. But, you know, I was talking on my show with Pastor Matt First from Custer, South Dakota, and we talked about that thing. I mean, we pick and choose what we want to hear. We don't want to hear the whole truth, the full truth, nothing but the truth. And the pastors that have 5, 10, 15,000 people show up every weekend, all they're doing is tickling the ears, and they're leading these people down that wide path, brother. It's not the narrow one. It's the wide one.
That's very true.
And I was talking to a gentleman today who called the ministry, and I said, you know, people need to understand the most terrifying words in the Bible is when Jesus says, "Depart from me, I knew ye not."
Yes, yes.
And sadly, a lot of people are looking right there dead in the face at that phrase coming right to them.
Well, you know, I don't want to say, it just breaks my heart. Like I said, the world's falling apart for a lot of different reasons. And the reason America's falling apart because she's turning back on God. We know that. And we know that. That was prophesied by any nation. I mean, Deuteronomy 28 and other places, we were told the nation forgets God's turning to hell in Psalm 9:17. We're seeing that. And for you and I understand we're getting up in the years. But for the young'uns, the children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, they're going to face this nation without any semblance of God in it anywhere. That's really bothers me a whole lot, Jerry. It does. And I praise God every day that His grace is being so much of it has been poured out upon this nation and His mercy to give us time to repent and return. But I don't see it happening anywhere from the head down or from the bottom up. I don't see it happening anywhere. I don't even see most churches don't even realize that they need to repent. Most Christians think that they're living right at the foot of the cross when all they're doing is denying God every day with their lives and how they live and what they do. And they I'm not saying they're not born again. I don't want to say that. I can't make that judgment. But I can say this. Their fruit isn't speaking well of where they are in Christ, is it?
Not in the least. Not in the least. You know, how many people... Now, I'm not saying your listeners are mine, brother, but how many people do y'all know that go to a church that has a gay pastor come in and speak?
Yeah,
or
homosexual
may
pastor,
have
yes,
a transgender
yes.
come in. You know, that you're welcoming the devil right into the pulpit.
Of course. Of
and
course.
They want to talk about tolerance and inclusiveness and love. That's a threat to your salvation when you sit and watch this circus perform week in and week out in the pulpit of your church.
The doctrine of love had become the most damnable doctrine, even more so than once saved, always saved, the rapture theory. The doctrine of love has become the most damnable doctrine in the history of the church. And I'm not talking about agape love, God love. I'm talking about the love that man feels, man's fuzzy wuzzy feelings, and well, we you know, Bible says God is love. That is one of God's virtues. Yes, it is. But that's not all that He is. He also says He hates. Many times He says He hates. As a matter of fact, the book of Psalms, He said He abhorred His own people, Brother Jerry. He abhorred His own people for what they've done. So God is love, that's true, but He does not love the way of a sinner. He does not love when the church compromises sin. Matter of fact, He would judge that individual compromise of sin. Those who say they're born again and compromise your sin or damn their souls to hell. But people don't want to talk about that. They want this love fuzzy wuzzy feeling, don't they?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You know, in my article, for whatever reason, the Holy Spirit sent me to the book of Amos. And I'm reading in Amos 8, verse 11 through 12. Y'all need to go to your Bible and pull up Amos 8, 11 through 12. And you will see in those verses what we're talking about right now. People are not going to be hungry for food, but they will be hungry for the Word.
And they already are, but they don't know it. They don't know it.
No.
They don't know it. That's the sad part.
They're too busy with their meditation and their yoga and reading a self-help book. Your best life now. No. You're filling a void that belongs to Christ.
Well, again, if you don't know the truth, you don't know you've been fed slop. And that's sad, but it's true. The book of Isaiah talked about the priests feeding the people vomit. They didn't know it. They thought they were eating good food. I mean, we watch TV evangelists vomit on the people every week. And I don't mean that they're up there using vulgarity, but they're spewing out things that make the people feel good. We know people that, for sure, like Joel Osteen does, not talk about sin because it may offend somebody. You know, and all they want to talk about is name it and claim it, and that's all they want to discuss. And, of course, these people draw in tens of thousands of people and tens of millions of dollars. And that's the feel-good theology of the day has gotten the church into a place where they're no longer at any threat at all to Satan or his kingdom. And that's true, isn't it?
Very much so. You know, Kenneth Copeland, he constantly twists Scripture to do his name and claim it prosperity doctrine garbage. And it, Pastor Butch, it irks me to the bone to see these people twisting his word in the name of money. In the name of money. Not souls. They could care less if you're saved or not. But if you send me that last $100 you got, I'll make sure you're blessed.
Very true.
No, it doesn't work that way. You know, Tex said it, and I've said it because Tex was probably the most godly man I've ever known in my life. And I heard him multiple times on the radio say, look, if you can afford to send a few dollars after you've paid your bills, after you've got food, after you've got a roof over your head, and you've got a couple of dollars that the Lord puts on your heart to send to us, then that's fine with us. It doesn't have to be $1,000. It doesn't have to be $10,000. You know, a dollar. Just like the woman who gave her last speck of money, she gave more than anybody else.
That's right.
Because she had nothing else. It's physical, but it's also symbolic. You need to give all of your soul and heart to God.
Well, I believe we're commanded to love Him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. I believe that's a great commandment, if I remember right. And I know none of us get that in perfection, but we should desire to. Brother Jerry, we are watching our world divide. Literally divide. I mean, we're watching the war in the Middle East. I'm going to discuss that tomorrow night and try to explain to people who the people are in Israel that call themselves Jews. I'm going to try to explain to people tomorrow night, if I can, some detail what that's all about. I'm not taking sides in the war. That's not the point of it. But we have to look at the truth and face the facts. We're watching the world being divided. We're watching the war and now between Gaza and Israel divide this country. We're watching our nation disintegrate in factions and intentionally being done. Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. You know, Christ came to give his life and life more abundantly. But we've forgotten about him. We're accepting what Satan's given us now. And Satan calls division. Christ warned that a house divided cannot stand. He's called division among the people. He calls division among the church now. He divided the church up. Satan divided the church up over 1,000 years ago. Do you know, Jerry, on the day of Pentecost, there weren't any Baptists there or Methodists? Did you know that? Or Lutheran? None of them were there. No, they weren't there. They're all one mind and one accord under one Lord. So all these so-called denominations were warned about in 2 Peter chapter 2, the heresies they're called in the Bible, the different sects and denominations, come out of Satan's plan to separate the church. And he done a great job, didn't he?
A very good job. He has been successful immensely.
And now we have the church is so divided that many of the denominations are now ordaining sodomites, lesbians, and all kinds of trash, backing murdering babies. That's how Satan has infiltrated the church. But now because he got that done, he's weakened the church. So the church really can't oppose pure evil. And most of them no longer know what evil is because they don't want to believe the Word of God. They want to pick and choose, like I said, the Christian buffet, the Word of God. They want to pick and choose what they think is right and wrong. After all, Jerry, I got a nephew that's a homosexual, so I can't preach against homosexuals. I got a nephew who might offend his parents. Isn't that the feeling today?
Sadly, yes, sir. You know, God hates sin. He's a homosexual, I'm sorry, but it's an abomination to God.
And yes, it is.
I would be doing a disservice to my Lord if I refused to talk on it.
Amen.
And you mentioned the conflict going over in Israel and Hamas and the poor Palestinian people. For the last 3 weeks, brother, I have had people come on my show to talk about it because it bothers me to see so much hate. You know, I'm not pro-Palestinian. I am not pro-Israel. I am pro-Jesus. And I can tell you without a doubt that both sides need Jesus.
Amen.
And the poor Christians in Palestine are bearing the brunt of all of this evil. And you're going to talk tomorrow night about Revelation 2:9 and 3:9. Those who say they are Jews but are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. They are not the ancient Israelites.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
They have thrown God by the wayside. And they are into the doctrines of men. Just like what you said on the day of Pentecost. Now we have Methodist and Lutheran and Catholic and Baptist. And, you know, those are doctrines of men.
Yes, they
are. All you need to know is in the Bible. You don't need these doctrines to tell you what to do. Because between the Holy Spirit quickening your soul and what you read and study in the Bible is all you need.
Amen. And believe me, brother, I've been caught up in a lot of these things over a lot of the years. I quit the Free Will Baptist denomination many years ago, not necessarily because they were so off base, the worst by the worst was off base of all of them. No, that's not true. I quit because I could see where it was headed. They were 501c3 corporations. They didn't want to hear about that. They didn't want to hear about what the Bible said about what's happening in the world today. They started, I could see them compromising. And all I can say is when I saw the compromise coming, I couldn't any longer stay there and call myself Free Will Baptist and represent the Word of God because I got asked to leave the churches. And that's the truth.
Isn't it funny how that works? If you stand up on His Word and it goes against somebody's doctrines, you're asked to leave the church.
Yes. Absolutely.
Was it worth being a part of in the first place then? You know,
that's a good question. But, you know, if you live long enough, and I have lived a while now, I've watched the churches separate themselves from Christ. I've watched them voluntarily take the wrong road because for whatever reason. I don't know. I can't give them all the reasons. Maybe financial. Maybe they thought there really was a better way to go. Or I've seen them dedicate themselves to things other than the gospel of Christ and standing for righteousness. I've seen them compromise the Word of God because they didn't want to offend somebody and they didn't want to lose their membership and people, you know, they want people to leave. I've seen all that. And it breaks my heart beyond belief. But, you know, I am so thankful that our Father in heaven is gracious to those. Jerry, you and I both will admit that we're probably some of the worst servants of the Almighty that's ever been alive. But by His grace, and because we want to serve Him, He knows that. And by His grace, we're kept and under His authority and His power. And I praise Him for His patience with all of us, especially for me and my hard-headedness and stubbornness. I praise Him for His patience and His precious grace and mercy that's kept my soul for over 50 years. And although I wasn't by no means perfect, and never have been, His grace has been sufficient for me and still is today. Isn't that a beautiful thought?
It is the most beautiful thought. I have, between being a backslidden wannabe, Pastor Butch, we all go through life and we learn lessons, and like you, I'm pretty hard-headed. Maybe it's the redneck in me, I don't know, but you know, I know what's best for me. I know what's best for me. Well, when you reach that point where you can't go any lower, and you look up and there is His hand to pick you back up and to dust you off and get you on the right path. You know, there is something that always, it sets my tear ducts to going. When I read, I had a poster as a young man, The Footprints in the Sand.
Oh, yes.
And every time I read that part, because there is a long stretch of beach where there is only one set of footprints in my life. And that was Him carrying me, because I wasn't worth anything. But He believed in me. And, you know, I'm getting moist here just thinking about that poster, because it means that much to me, knowing that He loves me. He paid the ultimate price for me to have eternal life in heaven, and all I have to do is repent, ask His forgiveness, and start living like He wants me to live.
Amen. Hang on through the break to that thought, Brother Jerry. Folks, back at the break, a lot more to talk about, and your phone calls, as always, 844-769-2944. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406 574-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Your sword and shield on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back. And again, the phone line's on. If you want to call and join the chat, please do. 844-769-2944. But, Jerry, we were talking before the break about thank God we're serving a merciful God. You know, he tells us in Isaiah that his hand is not short and he can save. His ear is not dull hearing, he can't hear us. But he said, your sins have separated you from me. And I can't hear and I can't do anything to help you because your sin's standing in the way. And the folks, I want to say this. Unrepentant sin will take you to hell. But if you're trying to serve him and you mess up in the process, repentance is guaranteed you. As you're told in the book of John, 2 John, he's the propitiation for our sins. All we got to do is ask. He forgives us and heals us and brings us back in. That's grace. Precious, marvelous, amazing grace given to those that trust him. Tonight, right now, I'm sure, Jerry, somewhere in this world tonight, either listening live or recorded over the weekend or something, we're talking to people right now that are really hurting. Maybe they're on drugs. Maybe they're alcoholics. Maybe they're busted, broken, can't even find food for their families. Maybe they're just desperate people that are angry and they're bitter. And life's made that way for a lot of different reasons. Folks, I can't tell you that when you become the Christ that you're going to become rich. I can't tell you that. I can't tell you that you're going to shed all the problems of this world. I can't tell you that you're going to have a family that's going to change around you. And they're all going to love you and everybody's going to be your friend. No, that's not true. I mean, Christ's closest people forsook him and sent him to the cross. So no, that's not true. But I can tell you this. The peace he gives you of your mind and heart and soul, the joy you have inside you knowing that you're his and his promises for you for eternity is real, that will help you overcome the pressures of this world. It will help you overcome the flesh and the temptations and aggravations and frustrations. It will help you change inside so that you will love other people and show your love to them in a way that perhaps they'll return the love to you. Jerry, that's about as clear as I can make it, because this old hillbilly been a preacher now for 45 years. and I've been on the radio almost 31 years. And nothing good in me of Butch Paul at all. Anything good you've seen in me over the years is because Christ is in me. The Holy Spirit dwells in me. I am so far from perfect that if you put me on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd be minus 30. I mean, there's no way I can explain it. I'm just so blessed that his grace and mercy is here. But most of all, I'm blessed, Jerry, that my mind is at ease. That doesn't mean that I'm not troubled in my heart. Lot said Lot was vexed in his soul because he's a righteous man. If you live in the world of the day and your soul's not vexed, you're not a Christian. But that don't take away the peace and the joy that Christ gave me. I can call Brother Jerry, and Jerry, I can pick on you and laugh with you and have a good time because my heart isn't tore apart with hatred and bitterness. This world will cause you to turn bitter and turn into hatred. It'll pull you down in the slime pit of disgusting ways of living that you never dreamed of. And Christ can set you free from that, can he not?
He surely can set you free. And the thing that a lot of people don't get, you know, you're right. I am not worthy. The Lord blessed me by showing me with great teachers the Bible and to get into it. And then I was blessed to be saved and forgiven all of my sins. But I still worry, you know, are we going to have enough money for the bills? Are we going to have enough money to feed ourselves? You know, those things are part of being a human being. But I'm not worried about, I'm not full of hate. I don't have any hatred towards people because I am blessed. And, you know, if I were to turn around and be mean-spirited and hateful and angry, then I am not fulfilling the commandment of me going out and being a witness of God.
Amen.
I am fomenting more hate that pleases Satan than spreading the joy that I have for being saved. And the more your spiritual growth increases, the less you have to worry and fear of the society. You become a better person, a happier person. And I don't need material things. And that the name it, claim it, prosperity doctrine people, that's all they care about is material things. Material things mean nothing to me. I've got a roof, I've got a car, I've got food, my beautiful wife is by my side, and I am content, brother.
Amen.
Now, do we have problems that we have to solve, and do we have to navigate through this world? Sure. We're not immune, but when you have that attitude, that Christ-like attitude, all things are possible.
Very true.
All things are possible.
Very true. An attitude of gratitude we should have all the time. And you know, and I know sometimes that we all have pity parties. I'm one of them. I have frustration, but I've learned, I'm getting old enough now to understand a few things. Brother Jerry, one thing about age that does, if you're following Christ, it does mellow you out. It does increase your knowledge and wisdom a little bit because you live through some things. And then you look back on your life and say, well, gee, I made it through that okay. God was with me through it, and I didn't even know it. I was too busy whining and complaining. But once you come to knowledge that Christ is your Savior, He is your keeper, He is your master, He is your Lord, life becomes much easier to live through the ups and down times. You know, I can't explain all the things I want to say because I don't have the words for it. But when you lose a loved one in your family, a mother, a dad, or a sister, a brother, God forbid, a husband or a wife, it has to hurt unbelievably. I can only imagine that our heavenly Father, when Christ died on the cross, although He knew He would resurrect, that had to hurt because separated from Him for the first time in eternity, He had turned back on Him. This had to hurt. But see, the hope we have as a Christian is not in the hog wallow that we're bawling right now. The prodigal son ended up in the hog pen. But he knew he didn't have to stay there. All he had to do is come back to his father. That's all we have to do. Yes, yeah, sometimes we wake up in evil times and in evil conditions, very bad conditions. But that hope in our heart, that's okay because our God's still on the throne. And knowing that if we're his, if we're truly his children, nothing's going to happen to us that he didn't foresee was going to happen. And he'll be with us through it. And that's the hope we have, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, I lost my father 5-6 years ago. And there's not a day goes by that something doesn't trigger an emotion because he was a tremendous man. He had his demons. He had his issues. But, you know, and honestly, the older I get, you know, I laugh and tell people my dad was an idiot when I was a teenager. but as I got older, I realized what a genius my dad is. And he was one of the smartest men I ever met. And it's because we haven't lived a life, you know, and I was laughing and talking to my wife, you know, kids probably should be locked up in a cage until they're 25 because that's about the time they start getting a little bit more sense in themselves because they, and I'm just as guilty, brother. I was an idiot until I hit 25. And then all of a sudden the light came on and I started seeing, okay, you're doing this wrong. You're doing that wrong. You know, you need to slow down. You need to start taking stock of what you got and where you want to be. And so, but yeah, 25 seems to be the miracle number. And, the life experiences that you had, that I've had, it helps me be a better messenger, I will say.
Yes, absolutely.
Of his word, because he has allowed me to go through these things. And everybody says, well, if God is so great, why did you have to do this? Well, okay, the Bible talks about being chastised. And if he loves you, he will chastise you.
That's true.
Okay, so he lets us go through these things, and then we're either going to turn to Satan or we're going to turn back to him and go, Lord, I'm sorry. I was an idiot, and please forgive me. I won't do this ever again. And it's part of our life lesson, our journey of education, so that we can pass this on to our children, our grandchildren, and hopefully, if we're lucky, great-grandchildren, and trying to pass these life lessons along about there are pitfalls, and how you handle them speaks a lot about your character and how your faith grows. Speaks a lot about your family and where you've been and where you're going.
Well, you know, if we didn't have that hope in us, we'd be of all men most miserable. And I do praise him every day. And folks, this program tonight is no different than normal. You know that. Tomorrow night we're going to hit on some hard topics. Tomorrow night we're probably going to make some enemies, but it's not the first time. But I'm going to tell you the truth. If you want the truth, you'll stay tuned for it. If you don't, then don't listen. That's the best I can tell you. But tonight, we just want to share with you that the hope we have for this old hillbilly from West Virginia and not knucklehead down in Texas. We have hope. We have hope not in ourselves and not because we have some stuff. We have hope not at all in anything that man can do for us. The hope we have through this world is the love of Christ and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in our lives. You know, folks, one day, I promise you, one day, you're going to die. I don't want to be morbid, but one day, I promise you, you're going to die, and after that, the judgment. My question is, what hope do you have? Is your hope in the next shot of heroin? or the next bottle of wine, or your next sexual adventure? Is that your hope? Is that what gives you joy and peace? That's so temporary. That you're happy when you're high, but when you're sober, you're not. Folks, I can tell you this. I stay high all the time. No, I'm not doing drugs. I'm not on booze. But normally, if you catch this old fella anywhere, I'm a high in Christ, and I want to talk to people because I love people. Yeah, I have up and down times, but normally I try to be up because I walk in Christ. By the way, excuse my voice. I got a little bit of a raspy voice tonight. I can't help it. I'm hoping not getting some kind of bug, but I'm doing the best kind of fight it. But nonetheless, folks, that's why we are high tonight. Not because of wealth or anything else, but because Christ is in us. The hope and joy of our salvation and the peace of our eternity. Let's speak to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in. Welcome.
For this message tonight, this is so important because what I'm seeing, what we had just with this past election, you know, the pro-abortion governor got reelected here. I believe it was stolen. And Daniel Cameron, I don't think he was 100% on everything, but he was a Christian. He did a lot of things. But this is the problem. We've got these foundations of Planned Parenthood, the LGBTQ. We're not anything against them, but this is satanic control over the flesh. They want Christianity done. Here's the problem. If this society goes down, the internet goes down, we have no power, we have no water, what are you going to do? You're going to have to rely on humans. You know what's happened with especially with the young Gen Zs? They do not have human context. They don't know how to do it. All they know how to look is their iPhones and their idols, like the Bible talked about. This is very serious times that we're in.
Yes, it is.
Take a stand, folks. The message tonight is get with... Boy, you know, the dreams I've had the last few nights, Butch, I had a dream one night that I got up, that I would look outside and the neighborhood was gone. I couldn't go outside. We were occupied. And then all they were rounding up the Christians in a dream that I had. I tell you, we are there. And when I woke up out of that dream, it was so spiritually charged that it is time that I got to get stronger in Christ, Butch. Dreams like that is a message to this darkness of evil and wickedness worldwide is coming. Did you see what I'm...
Oh, I do.
I'm sorry, I sound different tonight, but...
I understand that. That's why we need strength. That's why we grow in Christ. I mean, I don't know what to say. You're right, because what we're seeing now, if we're crumbling already under the weight of what's going on, we haven't seen anything yet.
No, we haven't. And with the food shortages coming, people are just not awake. They're saying everything's just fine because the fleshly of the satanic government, there's no morals in the government anymore. They're telling it, well, bow down to us, just like what the Bible says of King Herod and all those idols in the Old and New Testament. That's what they're doing to the youth. They're doing it to everybody else out here. Go watch your Netflix. Everything's just fine because the government's going to be there for you. You don't need all that Christianity. The propaganda is so bad on the internet, social media. You know, I'm to a point, half the time, most of three-fourths of the time or less, I don't even look at the internet anymore. It's so satanic with these ads and everything coming up with Lady Gaga. Oh, they're your savior. You know, this is what they're doing to our children, Butch. They're desensitizing everything they can to destroy humanity in this world.
I agree. And they've done a good job of it, not just through internet and TV, but through the public food system and other ways. They've done a very good job of it.
Yes, they have.
Very good job.
They really have. I know Kentucky, here in the state of Kentucky, they just had a report that almost 60% are homeschooling now. And I hope and pray that those parents, whoever's doing it, you better take a stand in Christ. I mean, take a stand in Christ. Forget the things of the world. Get down and pray. I got up this morning and prayed at 3 a.m. in the morning, just talking to my Lord. We are in serious, serious times, Butch.
Oh, yes, we are.
Majority
times.
Of the problems. They do not see what's going on in a lot of these churches.
And did you say 60% are homeschoolers in Kentucky now?
Yeah, it's almost 60%. Yeah, that's what I got a report about.
16%. 16, right?
Yeah, almost 60%. And because they got they just reelected this.
Todd, I ain't hearing you right. Did you say 60 or 16?
Close to 60%, yes.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and we got this transgender pedophile, underage transgender governor that we have here that got reelected. He was paid off by the Planned Parenthood and the LGBTQ, gave $17 million. Daniel Cameron, though he's a Christian, I don't know much about him, but he only got about $1 million. So something's going on. This is a buy-off and payoff of scams of the elections.
Well,
they're not elections anymore, Butch.
No,
they're selections.
They're selections. I agree. Good call. Got to jump, Chris. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Brother, Jerry, that's 60% is a huge number.
Honestly, I've said this since the beginning. The best thing that came out of the COVID pandemic is parents actually saw what's going on in these indoctrination, you call them fools, indoctrination centers is what I call them. And parents said, whoa, wait a minute. This is not what I want my children to learn.
Amen.
And prayerfully, they're using the Bible as part of their lesson plan. I'm prayerful that they're doing this. I'm not positive they are, but I hope they are. I pray they are. But at least the children are getting some semblance of learning how to read, write, and do math. And they're going to be better rounded students and citizens.
Yes.
Than those that are coming out of these public school systems.
And maybe learning some morals. How about that? Wow. Let's go to Tom in Georgia. Tom, come on in. Welcome.
Amen to the parents finding out about what's going on in their schools and going for homeschooling. I didn't realize 60% was a number in any state. That's wonderful.
That's fantastic.
But I called to follow up on a comment that you made, Pastor, about how short time is and that one day you're going to face death. I remember January of this year, and we're about to face January of next year. And this thing went by like a week. I mean, this time is flying, and
Oh, yes. You
better believe you're going to face them one day. I'm living in a situation where I have people going down around me just because of age, but, I mean, they're gone. And once they're gone forever. And wherever they go, that's the maker they have to face. And I want to reiterate, you know, if you don't think your time is coming, look back last month and see how quickly that was you turned the calendar. That's all I got.
Wow. Good point, though. Good point. Thanks for the call. Really good point. Any comments on that, Brother Jerry?
It's just been a minute since we hit January 1 of 2023. And almost to December. He's right. Time flies so much faster. And I know the older you get, the faster it goes. It can't go fast enough when you're a kid. But just we need to be prepared spiritually.
I totally agree. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, because it's coming. Nothing is guaranteed. I have no guarantee that I will wake up tomorrow. So if you realize that, you need to get right with Jesus and get in your prayer closet and repent of all of the sins that you have partook of in your lifetime and pledge yourself to be a disciple of Jesus and take his message to heart. Because nothing's guaranteed.
No, it's not. Your next breath is a gift. Every time you wake up in the morning, it's a gift for a new day for you to live for his glory. I think sometimes, brother, we take for granted life. We shouldn't do that. Life is too precious. And I tell people all the time, when you're with somebody, be with that person. You may never see him again on this earth. If you're with somebody, be with them. Spend time with them. Let them know you care. Because you're not promised the next day. You know, when a brother texts, went home, be with the Lord. It was empty as a void, along with other people that have been in my life. Derry Brownfield and Joyce Riley and many, many others I've known over the years that were part of my life for so long are gone now. And if you don't tell them you love them today, you may not see them tomorrow. I mean, how much more serious can it get than that?
Exactly.
Anything you want, tell the folks how they can find out about your ministry and what they can do to help you in any way they possibly can.
Okay, you can find our ministry online if you're so inclined. It is powerofprophecy.com, powerofprophecy.com. If you want to call the office and get on our mailing list for our free newsletter, our phone number is 800-234-9673. We're in the office 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, Central Time. And if you don't get us, leave a message on the voicemail, and we'll call you back. Or if you put your name and address down for the newsletter, we'll get you going, and we'll try to get the message out.
Amen.
All we can do. That's all we can do, brother. And
that's all we can do.
I got to get you back on my show, too, brother. I love just visiting with you.
I do, too. Make my day. Well, you know, God's been so good to us. I just can't begin to say enough. And, folks, if you want to talk to me personally about what we talked about tonight and hope in Christ, you can call me. I promise you I want to talk to you. You can call the office number. And if you don't have long distance, call toll-free at 800-777-4403. And tell Lisa that you want to talk to me. She will find me, and I will call you. That is a promise. I'll get back to you as soon as I possibly can, talking about your soul and giving you hope in this world and beyond this world is what we're all about. You feel free to call the office anytime and tell Lisa, please, I want to talk to Pastor Butch. Or if you call on Thursday, I'm usually here, almost always here on Thursdays. Neither Jerry and I, the one, are untouchable. We're available. And Brother Jerry, I want to thank you for what you've done, and I do miss Tex, but I'm so thankful that you were there to take over his ministry and keep it going for the glory of God and because Tex wanted you to. Thanks for being there for doing that.
Well, thank you, brother. I appreciate it. I miss Tex every day.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Quite the mentor.
I'm sure you do. And the friendship he and I had over the years for a lot of different reasons. And what can I say? But, Jerry, we love you, and I'll talk to you again in the future.
Love you too, brother. You have a great time.
Talk to you soon. Folks, see you tomorrow night with a rather rough lesson. Tune in if you like. If you want the truth, if not, you do what you think best. I'll see you there. Good night. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.